SBS Dutch. Woensdag en zaterdag om 11 uur 's ochtends. Of online op elk gewenst tijdstip.
De New South Wales minister for Primary Resources, Niall Blair, was er ook. Was hij zich trouwens bewust van de vele Nederlandse businesses in New South Wales, voor de handelsmissie van koning Willem-Alexander en de Nederlandse connectie met Australië?
Holland, the Netherlands is a key trading partner with Australia, but particularly New South Wales. Strong cultural links. Obviously, we've got a lot of history with the Dutch coming across here, but we're also exchanging a lot of ideas, information and commodities between the Netherlands and New South Wales. So they're a key partner for us and I wanted to be here to help celebrate the 50th birthday of the King.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Now, were you aware of the strength of the Dutch connection, let's put it that way, before the King came and this trade mission was organised?
Look, I think in New South Wales and in Australia, we learn a little bit about that history. But certainly the delegation coming with the King enhanced the role that we have between the Netherlands and Australians. But also as Minister responsible for some of our key trading partners, we're certainly well and truly aware of the role that the Dutch play in New South Wales economy. And that's a two-way street. You know, we are learning from some of the technologies, the expertise from the Dutch, but we also have a lot of Dutch investment and Dutch companies here in New South Wales that we want to celebrate and recognise.
So is there a lot of export from New South Wales to the Netherlands?
There is. Yeah. We export a lot of coal, for example, to the Netherlands. And as I said, it's not just about us exporting commodities to the Netherlands. It's about also sharing information. What we're learning, and as Minister for Agriculture, what we learn on floodplain management from some of the expertise from the Dutch is second to none. Obviously, I'm a horticulturalist by trade. Undergraduate degree is in horticulture. And of course, you can't talk about horticulture and not think about the Dutch. For example, our fish markets here in New South Wales use the Dutch auction system.
Which, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, so we use the Dutch auction system that's taken from the flower markets in the Netherlands, and that's used here in our fish market. So there are a lot of exchanges of ideas, a lot of really solid Dutch businesses that are based here, and it's a mutually beneficial relationship.
Just the one that is the most prominent at the moment.
Obviously, as Minister for Agriculture, I turn to the agribusiness sector, and you look at Rabobank and some of the bigger players there. Again, when you look at some of the technologies in the horticultural space, but also as we move forward, looking at some of the other types of innovation and in the energy sector as well. There's a huge future between our two countries and learning from each other. We're just really happy to celebrate tonight. Last thing I will say is, I'm a bit of a sports nut. I love my football, I love my cycling, but also love the Dutch culture, and I'm really looking forward to where this party ends. You know, key people here like Heineken. Yeah. It's always going to be a good party when the Dutch are there and they bring their beer. So looking forward.
You realise there's an after party as well.
Well, you never know.
Will you be going there?
Never know. Never say never.
Anyway, have fun tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.